I'm Sherry Preston. A controversial law that would allow law enforcement in Texas to arrest migrants suspected of being in the country illegally is back on hold. The Supreme Court had let it go forward. An appeals court then stepped in just before midnight and halted it. There is an appeals court hearing today on what the next steps should and could be. The House impeachment inquiry holding a public hearing today. ABC National Correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The House Oversight Committee will hear from Tony Bobulinski and Jason Galanis, two former associates of Hunter Biden, who planned to testify about how they saw the then vice president helping his son in his work. It's a charge the White House has strongly denied. Democrats on the committee have called Lev Parnas, a former associate of Rudy Giuliani, who's expected to speak of GOP efforts to dig up dirt on the Bidens in Ukraine.
Reports in British media that someone may have been attempting to snoop around and gain access to the Princess of Wales medical records while Kate was in the hospital for abdominal surgery back in January. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A pair of audits show about three-fourths of workspaces in state office buildings are empty as many as 5 days a week. A panel of state lawmakers pressed leaders from the Department of Administration and the Universities of Wisconsin about their work-from-home policies. State Representative Bob Witke says the state has invested billions of dollars in office space. He questions why it should go unused. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss offers a blunt assessment to the effort to recall him from office.
The people who organize this are so out of touch with reality. And I'm just going to keep saying it over and over again. They are morons.
Voss tells a WISP Politics luncheon that convicted felons were among those who signed off on petitions with hundreds of duplicate signatures, misspelled addresses, and missing information. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. The nonprofit Centro Hispano of Dane County has raised enough money to fully build their new facility on the south side. They passed the $18 million mark thanks to an unexpectedly large donation from Mackenzie Scott, one of the biggest philanthropists in the country. With the donation, Centro Hispano will be able to replace their old building with a new headquarters to better serve their growing staff and community. The new center is set to open next month. Madison's night market will be a little bit bigger this summer. The market will expand onto the Capitol Square starting this year. That's in addition to their current space on State and Gilman Street. Madison's Central Business Improvement District says that the expansion is to account for the increased demand for space from local artists and food vendors. There will be five Madison night markets this summer, with the first happening on May 9th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com.
Bucks with a battle in Beantown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Tonight, it's the Bucks and first-place Celtics in Boston. Chris Middleton back for his second game after missing over a month with a sprained left ankle. Middleton on what he's being asked to do by Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
You know, I try to be a coach on the floor at times with, you know, pinning guys in certain spots and running certain things just to get a different flow or try to take control of the game.
March Madness, the Badgers and Marquette Golden Eagles head to Brooklyn, New York to play their first games Friday in the Big Dance. College football, a report in the Wisconsin State Journal, says that the Badgers are actively recruiting over 22 offensive players to come to Madison. That includes Darian Dupree, a running back out of Mount Carmel High, the Illinois State champions the past 2 years.
I love Wisconsin.
Why did you commit to Wisconsin?
Why not go there, you know? Coach Fickle is a great coach, you know. I love Coach Fickle. I started to like them before the new staff, but the new staff came over there. It just really, like, pushed me forward to go there. I just love Wisconsin.
That's running back Darian Dupree with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and colder today. We'll get to around 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind a little gusty out of the northwest at 15 to 20, decreasing by the afternoon. Tonight down to 20, tomorrow cloudy, 38 with snow likely tomorrow night into Friday. There could be 3 to 4, maybe even more inches of snow by the time it winds down late Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, get to know the City of Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson a little bit better. Don't miss it, 2 to 4 p.m. this Wednesday on The Maggie Dawn Show.
There's nothing better than the Vila Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
A lot of cash, and we have a great company, but they want to take it away, or at least take the cash element away. Billions of dollars in value, billions of dollars in properties, but they'd like to take the cash away so I can't use it on the campaign. And this is just a corrupt group of people. It's election interference, and we'll see how the courts rule on it. And I'll be guided by the courts.
Excuse me. Oh, wow. Baby still doesn't have... Oh, by the way, happy Peter Navarro is in prison and Trump is still broke day. Yeah. To those who celebrate.
Yeah. Navarro went kicking and screaming.
First of all, he never used any of his cash for his campaign. Yeah. Oh, my God. Who are you kidding? Are you... Now Letitia James is proving that he never had any.
Right.
Bob tweets, this is what I said yesterday. He said, I still feel like odds are good that some mysterious oligarch is going to swoop in at the last minute with the money for Trump. It will look fishy as hell, and the New York Times will do one piece on A18 about it. That's it, right? That we are so numb, that as if he could be a bigger national security risk. But TikTok, man, do you think he hears the 60 Minutes clock in his head every night? Baby's been very colicky. He's been tweeting. How many times did he troth or truth yesterday?
I don't know.
11 billion, I believe. Very, very colicky. Very colicky. The baby monitor is really keeping me up at all hours. Okay.
Sean got rid of the stopwatch.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did.
Because he doesn't. 60 Minutes is too old a show for him. Okay, Ayala tweets, it's all slipping away from Trump. 5 straight national polls in 1 week now have Biden leading. New general election poll, Biden 43, Trump 43. That's the latest Ipsos. I just thought we should do that here, Chris, because you won't see that anywhere in the mainstream media unless Biden's behind, and then you'll hear it 24/7 with an air raid siren and endless breaking news chyron. Okay. That being said, what do I always say? Polls are complete bull this far out.
Unless
they're good, and then I'm going to report
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
And then I believe. Okay. Sarah tweets, Trump is all smoke and mirrors. Nothing about him is real. His loveless marriage, his fake Christianity, his businesses are worthless. His properties have liens on them. His presidency was a puppet regime of Russia. Hashtag Trump is broke AF. That's trending. Do you think that's bothering him at all? Do you think that's keeping baby up? I sure hope not. I'd hate to disturb baby.
He is colicky.
Super colicky. Did I mention that Peter Navarro is in prison as we speak? I have to hear it. I have to hear the whiny little, it's whiny little bitchmas every day now.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Democrat. From start to finish, this is the partisan weaponization of our judicial system.
Oh.
Please write these big stories.
Okay.
Was that three? I'm confused.
That was three.
Okay, yeah. Keep, no, please, more.
That's prison. That's where they take your freedom. But as hard as it will be on me, and as hard as it will be on anybody who is in there, it's harder on their families. And this is who those Democrats have hurt.
Oh. Yeah, isn't that weird? That's a weird, it seems to be a weird concept for rich white men that, yeah, you, when you break the law and then you go to prison.
Prison, yeah. Yeah, they're not used to that.
Yeah. Okay. And now, won't please someone please think of the Navarro family? Is that his?
Yeah, that's his. Yeah. Yeah. And all the other families.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Right. Pardon?
And all the other families of the people who are incarcerated in that jail behind him.
Do they all have rolled up shirt sleeves? I'm just curious what the, you know. Maybe they're sloppy eaters. So maybe they're just, they all roll their sleeves up because they're just, you know, messy.
Or could be one of those white supremacist signals that, you know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't they all just buy sleeveless shirts? I don't understand the whole, but okay, fine. One more.
I can loan them a sleeveless
shirt.
Sure.
Yeah, look at you.
I will walk proudly in there and do my time.
Will you?
But what they do to people, and by the way, fact check this.
Will you?
I will be the only person in that prison who's been convicted of a misdemeanor.
Oh.
A misdemeanor.
Boo.
Everybody else is in there for felonies.
What does that have to do with anything?
Boo. Boo.
He was convicted of a crime.
The Justice Department stepped on my tail.
He's convicted of a crime.
Yes. Yes, he is. Okay. Well, that just made me happy.
All right. Good.
When a rich white Trumper goes to prison, it's just, I don't know, an angel gets its wings somewhere, don't you think?
Yeah. I wish the rich white Trump himself would go to...
Yes. Orange. That's technically orange.
Okay. You're right.
Okay. Oh, I have a guess the quote for you.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Who said this isn't a choice between? We're speaking of 2024.
Okay.
This isn't a choice between apples and oranges. This is a choice between apples and flaming globs of Satan's vomit. Who said that?
Quick Draw McGraw.
No, that was the fantastic John Fugel saying. Oh. Might I have my section liberal music, please? It reminds me that we're getting ready. You wouldn't believe some of the special guests we're working on, Chris.
I know.
For Sexy Liberal.
It's
I believe Cliff Schechter said he's going to do Minneapolis.
Yep.
Glenn Kirshner's in for Philly. We're working on more guests for panel.
Yep.
Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour kicking off April 13th in Minneapolis at the Pantages Theater. Oh, my God, get your tickets. Philadelphia, you're up next April 27th, and then on we go, right? In May, we've got Madison and Albuquerque. June, we've got Seattle and Denver. Then we're coming to Boston, Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Portland.
Durham, you said North yes to all this.
Durham, North. I can never get through this whole list without going, what did I do?
Yeah.
September, Durham, North Carolina, then Phoenix, Arizona, Kansas City, Missouri, Los Angeles, California, and then Washington, D.C. to cap it all off. Oh, my God. Hurry, get those tickets. Oh, my God. What was I thinking? Okay, well, you know why?
Why?
I will tell you why.
Okay.
Could you get my patriotic fart music ready? Because we're going to need it. Bella's Mike tweets, no labels and other groups backing third-party presidential candidates could result in nobody getting to 270 electoral votes. That's called a contingent election, which is decided in the House. It happened in 1800, 1824, and 1876. Yeah. If you need something just to, you know, unsettle your stomach this morning. Oh, God. We got to make it, what do we say now? Too big to rig, too real to steal.
Exactly.
That's what why Sexy Liberal has to save the world this time. We saved democracy last time.
It's all on you.
Yeah.
It's all for you, Damien.
Okay. Yeah, good God. All right. We have a big Man Meet Wednesday. Our usual Man Meet. We got a Bob Sesko. We got a Malcolm Nance. We got a Carlos Alzraki. Blah, 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 blah. Hold, please. I'm juggling a lot of balls this morning.
Well.
Yeah. Oh, we talked to Cliff Schechter, Alpha Liberal, about this yesterday. Bernie Moreno.
Uh-huh.
Covey tweets, a man stupid enough to use his work email account to create a profile on an adult seeking men for one-on-one sex has won the Ohio Republican Senate nomination.
Yep.
He will face Sherrod Brown.
Yep.
Who I kind of think is going to kick his ass.
Don't get happy.
I'm not getting happy.
Okay.
Sherrod Brown is awesome. And that guy, okay. Let's mention him. He said that was, is that was, which excuse was that now? Hang on, let's do the wheel of, oh, intern error. Some intern prank email, but yeah. They could not locate that intern.
Of course not.
Yeah. He was not available for comment.
Oh, Those wacky interns and their gay sex.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I don't, who knows?
So many interns with so much gay sex.
Right. Okay. Where was I? Sorry. Oh, this.
Huh?
Sorry. It's in bio tweets. I don't know. Yeah.
Tatas.
Steph, may I humbly suggest a new name for our beloved Out of the Gate segment where your craw gets emptied at 90 miles an hour? Allow me to present the Cray Block, on par informationally with Maddow's A Block, but with six times the exact exasperated psychosis. I like it. It's the Cray Block.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think
get all my neuroses and crazy out in the first segment. Okay. Yeah.
Make sure you subscribe.
Yes, please.
Yes.
It's free.
It is free.
But it helps the whole Stephanie Miller cinematic universe.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's in your Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast feed every afternoon.
There you go. Okay. Oh, by the way, Karen tweeted a picture of Hamburger Mary's in Minneapolis that around the corner from the Uptown will be there before the
Kansas
show.
Kansas City.
Kansas City. This was Kansas City,
yes.
Hamburger Mary's.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. They're going, that's where the party is before the pre-show party.
Okay.
Get it. Get it, everyone.
A good friend of mine here, his good friend, owns that particular Hamburger Mary's.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my God. The sexy liberal party has started.
I think we're going to have to go to that Hamburger Mary's.
I think so, too. All right. So, lots to get to. Defense Secretary has said this is critical. Ukraine is in critical need.
Yeah.
Oh, 9 Republicans voted against condemning Russia for kidnapping thousands of Ukrainian kids because... they are for that,
yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Because have I mentioned lately that Republicans are
awful?
Awful. Yes. Thank you. That's what I was going to say. All right. So lots to get to. 16 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty. It's become Lonnie's petting zoo now.
Yeah.
Jody's on vacation.
Yes.
Her husband, Lonnie, has become the petting zoo.
Yes.
Yes. Because, you know, you know what dogs like? Fresh meat. Fresh meat in their Dr. Marty's or in their in human form. You and I are old meat. Not compelling
anymore.
No,
we're gristle.
We're that stuff you spit out.
Yeah.
Not compelling anymore. No. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Turkey, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first 5 ingredients they throw in. You name it. Kale, spinach, sweet potatoes. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. Dogs go crazy for it.
Yep.
Today you get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver treats. Here's why it's great for you.
Wow.
It's shelf-stable, pantry-safe, no mess. You don't need to take up freezer or refrigerator space, and the doggies go crazy for that freeze-dried flavor. Get it. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Makes me sick in a wonderful, wonderful way.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, did you know 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? Let me turn you on to something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use that code Miller for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort. Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller for 35% off. Upgrade your nights. Transform your days with Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. I didn't want to bug you.
Brian, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs who are on the edge of your next leadership evolution. It's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, raise the floor on your standards, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Unleashed Live is brought to you by SoulSeed LLC, where they facilitate transformation by creating an environment and experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership, supported by practical strategy. Join Amber Swerner, transformational leadership coach, business strategist, and founder of SoulSeed Strategy, based in Madison, Wisconsin. SoulSeed LLC is proud to work with the mission-driven leaders, visionary thinkers, heart-centered service providers, and businesses not always included in traditional business environments who do business differently. Join us April 4th and 5th for Unleashed Live. Register now at soulseed.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stephanie Miller.
Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Bob Seska is coming up. I'm all a quiver. I don't know about you. I have a tingle up my leg and in other places as well. Right. In that general area.
All right.
Our friend Noel Kassler tweets, I heard Trump is suing ABC for pointing out that he's a rapist. Man, as far as lifelong rapists go, that rapist sure is sensitive about being called a rapist. But make no mistake, he's a rapist. Okay. I think we've covered that now. No need to say alleged.
No.
Thank you. Hi, Karen in Chicago. Hi.
Hello. Good morning. I was just doing my hair and makeup for Bob for his appearance.
Yes.
So I have to say, you know, and Rachel kind of, you know, gave us a little reminder and like pulled the threads and everything. It is mind boggling, and we're getting pulled in so many different directions. But when you think about the fact that Donald Trump is the same guy who had Russians in the Oval Office shared Israeli intelligence and then went on to have 21 closed door meetings with Vladimir Putin where there were no records kept. And then you have January 6th happen. And then the National Archives and the DOJ and the FBI ask nicely. They show him as much deference as any other outgoing president. And by the way, the same president denied Biden access, you know, like transition, proper transition.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then this is the guy. I mean, it is mind-boggling. What were they waiting for? Why were they treating this guy is just a normal outgoing president.
You're right.
He had classified documents.
Yeah, they didn't stop him, and now we are on the verge of a foreign asset that we know to be a foreign asset, a national security threat, could be installed in the presidency again. I mean, it's really,
exactly.
It is.
And then you have Aileen Cannon.
Yeah.
And Aileen Cannon, she needs to be removed.
Yeah.
This is so obvious. She is granting him immunity by putting out that order, that direction to the jury. That's insanity.
I know when Lawrence
Tribe, they have got to get on that.
Yeah, when Lawrence Tribe tweets OMG, which is a legal term, Chris.
Like ipso post facto.
You know it's bad.
Right.
He said he tweeted OMG.
Yes.
Judge Cannon clearly cannot be permitted to preside over this case. Whether she should be removed from the federal judiciary and altogether is another matter. She probably should. Her ruling makes utter nonsense of the Presidential Records Act. And, you know,
yeah.
Karen,
I mean, look,
again,
and if it's...
Let me just, our friend Joe from Jurors, just, I keep saying this, but she said the documents case is so incredibly consequential. The American people need to know what Donald Trump took, what he did with it, and who else saw it. Our national security literally depends upon it. Judge Cannon needs to go. But also, here we are, as
Absolutely.
You say, on the verge of Trump getting Russian money to pay off his enormous debts, which, you know, and with a guy, you're right, Manafort is the guy that spent his whole life working for Vladimir Putin's interests, who is a money launderer. I mean, you're like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? Yeah, sorry.
It's literally, it's just so obvious. It's brazen. It's in our face. And the thing of it is, and it's like, yeah, it is really important. This one is the one, if anything were to, you know, need to happen before the election, this is the one. I don't know if it's going to. I really do believe that we're going to, that Biden's going to get back in and that we're going to do what we need to do. But it's just, it is really, when you think about it, it's just huge. It is huge. They have got to act quickly on this and get rid of her.
Yep, I hear you. Adam Schiff on this, Representative Schiff talking about this.
During that 2016 campaign, while Manafort is the chair of the campaign, he's secretly meeting with this Russian intelligence officer or operative, Konstantin Kalimnik, as you were discussing, giving them internal campaign polling information.
Yep.
So he is effectively the liaison between the Trump campaign and Russian intelligence. And he, as part of that relationship, he's also involved in a pro-Russian plan for eastern Ukraine.
We'll talk about that with Malcolm later.
Yeah. You think he'll have any thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
Miranda, at any normal volume?
No.
Miranda in Phoenix. Hey, Miranda.
Hey, Steph. So, a couple of things. First, I want to say to Charlie, you know, just once when you guys are doing the quote, he should give the right answer just to get your reaction when he does.
Oh,
just
you mean
one.
Chris.
Chris.
Can I call you Charlie?
Or Chris, sorry.
You can call me Chris.
Yeah,
you
Chris should give the right answer just once.
Oh, he does. He does do that. He throws me a curveball.
It does throw her off
when
I do.
Yeah. It upsets the whole time-space continuum.
What I wanted to call about, though, I was listening to Charlie Sykes on Zelina this morning, and he was talking about how the press just really doesn't seem to know how to address Trump, and they never seem to be able to get across just how crazy he is.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the press. I know you don't like us talking, quote unquote, bad about the Trump supporters because, you know, they're still Americans. But the fact is, he says all this crazy stuff like, oh, there's going to be a bloodbath. And his supporters are like, woohoo.
Yeah. You know, that's the disturbing
thing. They don't know how to address him. It's just they don't care.
Yeah. Miranda, I think you must be thinking of another show. I don't believe I've ever said don't talk badly about Trump supporters. That must be a more elevated show than mine.
You got a laugh out of Lonnie over there.
No, that was not me. You're thinking. Okay. Oh, Michael in Oakland, our pro boner. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Hi.
You know, I'm going to put in an application to be the official Jew of the Bay Area for the Stephanie Miller
we
show.
We needed one.
And
all right.
Okay, well, I've raised my hand. You can call it me if you like.
We have San Diego Jew and a national Jew. It's about time we had a Bay Area Jew. Thank you.
Indeed.
Yes.
And one who, by the way, is offended by the idea that by supporting the Democratic Party, I'm a self-hating Jew, as Trump wants the world to think.
Right.
There's like 40 Jewish people in the Congress and Senate, and like one of them is a Republican, I think.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah. Well, because, you know why? You love Israel, but you're not a far right lunatic like Netanyahu. I mean, you know, that's...
Yeah. Yeah, Netanyahu eked out a victory in his last election by forming alliances with the furthest, you know, people further to the right than any others in Israeli politics.
That's right.
I don't think he barely, if he got a majority, it was like 50.01%.
Yeah.
And he now is not popular.
Right.
Schumer is just echoing it.
That's right. So that's why he doesn't want to have new elections. All right. Sorry. Heartbreak. Bob Seska next.
Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is giving out about $4 million in grants to help employers train thousands of workers in construction, healthcare, manufacturing, and transportation jobs. 22 companies are using the money from the Department of Workforce Development's Wisconsin Fast Forward program to train more than 2,000 people. Wisconsin is eligible for up to $30 million in federal money for high-speed internet in underserved areas. It would be a boon to rural communities where the population is getting older.
At least 15% of people 50 plus in Wisconsin are not connected because the wires simply don't come to their house, or they don't have a device, or they don't know how to use it.
Martha Cranley is with AARP Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. The three finalists for the role of Monona Grove's new school superintendent have been announced. Honorata Eba is the associate superintendent for elementary schools in Madison. Tanya Frederick is the associate superintendent for Elmbrook Schools. Kirk Schneider is the superintendent of True North Educational Cooperative 804 in Highland Park, Illinois. All three will get a tour of Monona Grove Schools Thursday, followed by a public meet and greet that evening. The school board will decide on their final pick in mid-April. The Beltline was briefly shut down around Monona Drive Tuesday afternoon while police investigated a report of a driver waving a gun. Monona police responded to the call and pulled over the offending driver around 1 o'clock. The driver was briefly detained but was let go when they were found to not have a gun. Ultimately, no arrests were made and the Beltline reopened a short time later. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Mostly sunny and colder today. We'll get to around 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind a little gusty out of the northwest at 15 to 20, decreasing by the afternoon. Tonight down to 20, tomorrow cloudy, 38 with snow likely. Tomorrow night into Friday, there could be 3 to 4, maybe even more inches of snow by the time it winds down late Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I built a great company, one of the greatest companies anywhere in the country, especially when it comes to real estate. Have some of the greatest assets in the world. And this is a rigged trial. This was a rigged trial by a crooked judge and a crooked attorney general. And we're fighting it out with him.
Is baby done? Cried himself out for now?
Yep.
Okay, good. Let's bring our friend in.
Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute, I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Hiya, Bob. I love that you open every time now doing the double handy J Donald Trump dance.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I do it for a second until I start to become nauseous, and then I stop.
Did you see someone... Someone photoshopped Putin and Kim Jong-un in there, and they're like, how Trump's going to get the money?
Yes, yes. And someone made little cartoon phalluses on one of them, just a whole compilation, which is endlessly entertaining. In fact, someone tried to credit me for doing that. And I said, well, no, I haven't animated anything in 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
But it's I would love to take credit for something like that.
It's your level of immaturity, I must say.
Yeah. At 52 years old, I was sitting here drawing cartoon penises on Donald Trump dancing footage. That's what I No, I didn't do that. I didn't do the cartoon penis thing. So, sorry.
All right. Well, you can't do everything, Bob. All right.
I know.
You tweeted, even Trump's fanboys knows he's a fraud who will never pay back a loan for any amount, much less a half a billion dollars. And I love all these Mark Levin and Larry Kudlow people whining about, why won't his rich friends pay? You said Larry Kudlow personally asked Kevin O'Leary to loan Trump the $464 million bond in order to protect America's name. Think of it that way. O'Leary never answered. I mean, it is so ridiculous. First of all, they know this is why he's in the street. He never pays anything back.
Right. Oh, of course not. Of course not. Anyone who lends Donald Trump money, it doesn't matter whether it's a dollar or half a billion dollars. That's one of those things where he's going to take the money. He's going to just go yoink and run off with the money. And then, you know, a few years later, when you like, well, okay, he hasn't paid any of this back. What's going on? And they sue Donald Trump for repayment. That's where he settles on with pennies on the dollar. That's his in every
single
time.
We all had that friend.
Yeah.
We had one. You know, you'll know who it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
But I'm like, everyone used to go, you'll never see it again. Oh. She'll never pay.
Charles Gasparino on Fox Business Channel yesterday said exactly that. You want to hear
it? Yes, please.
All right.
Generally, Donald doesn't have a great record at paying back banks over the years. And Donald Trump. So you can sort of surmise from that what you will. But if you think about it, he has friends or did, like Steve Schwarzman over at BlackRock. He has Tom Barrack, the hedge fund billionaire. I mentioned Bernie, Howie Lorber. I mean, go down the list. You got to ask yourself why they're not throwing him some bucks now. You know, lending him some money.
Now, do you think Ivanka has an out-of-office reply, or has she done the new phone who dis?
That's right. Yeah. Jared and Ivanka are screening right now.
Yeah.
They've gone off to a place where there's no cell service because they don't want to get that phone call.
When your evil, grifty children won't help you with your latest grift. You know, it's the gig's up.
Well, I think they hate that they lost their social status in Manhattan society.
Yeah, and there's no inheritance. Yeah. Ha ha.
If they were really mean to, if Ivanka was really mean to her dad, she would go swimming in all the money like Scrooge McDuck and send like a camera phone video to Donald of her swimming in all that money. Whoops. Sorry, Dad. You can't. All that hectoring you've done to me about my looks and whatever.
Yeah.
God, I can't even imagine that. But I hope they're kind of like dangling that money over his head and saying, hey, what are you going to do for us?
I mean, am I the only one that, again, this seems like the biggest, dumbest movie plot ever, that, of course, Russia's going to swoop in at the last minute, that's why he's, you know, going through this public humiliation, and 30 companies said no, and, you know, I'm desperate. I mean, good God.
Well, that's where I think I wish I were more of a legal expert when it came to New York state law, because my question, we were talking about this on my show yesterday, is... does Donald Trump have to report where he got the money? I know when you apply for a mortgage loan, for example, they want to know where you got the down payment. They said, did you borrow it from your parents or whatever?
Suzanne Craig on Rachel said that, Bob, that, you know, that she thinks, yes, that there will be transparency. But again, would you predict anything that's happened to Trump and Trump world in the last 5 years? I don't know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, that's the other problem. That's the secondary problem. And we're making trouble for ourselves here. But, you know, if the money comes from Oleg Deripaska, for example, one of the Russian oligarchs who was just ensconced in everything Trump Russia, if it comes from Oleg Deripaska, once again, as you were saying at the top of the show, Stephanie, that's going to get a New York Times headline on page A18 and get forgotten about after a couple of days.
Yeah.
That's the tragedy of what we're experiencing right now. And it's astonishing to me that the press can't keep up with the fire hose of news after having so much practice going back to 2015. They just can't do it. Don't know how to report on Donald Trump. And now we're talking about a very serious national security threat in the form of all of this debt that Donald Trump is carrying.
And it's every horrible sequel ever made, right? You're like Paul Manafort.
Right.
This really is, you know, Batman. That's your specialty. Like, literally all the Batman villains that have been in prison. He's going to let them all out. And Paul, Russian money launderer Paul Manafort will be in charge. It's just, dear God.
I mean, Paul Manafort's part of all the stuff that the press is actively yada, yada, yadaing from Donald Trump's first term as president prior to COVID.
Yeah.
It's like, for some reason, it's either we're yada, yada, yadaing COVID or yada, yada, yadaing everything else that happened under Donald Trump.
It's so on brand.
It's wrong.
It's so on brand for Trump 2024, Bob, that a felon who can't vote wouldn't be running Trump's campaign. I mean, and as you said, Trump's once said he's worth $9 billion. If that were true, which it's not, he wouldn't need to whine about having to pay up. He could pay it and still be worth $8.5 billion, but he's a liar, he's a fraud, and he's broke, which is why you said I love this story. I have to say, Bob, we have to give ourselves time to enjoy every moment of his humiliation. I keep saying, the penniless part of the penniless in prison. Right. Part of the
plan. Because they're coming at the main thing about Donald Trump. The thing that he prides himself in, the centerpiece of the Donald Trump myth, is that he's some sort of successful businessman who's attained all of this wealth on his own savvy and pluck. And he's been able to do this, and he's got $9 billion, and it's all the very best properties and all the greatest ideas, and he's got so much cash. He says, I got all the cash.
We played that soundbite to open. That's the original campaign lie, right? I don't need anybody's money. I'm very rich. I'm going to pay all. I can finance it myself. He never used any of his own cash. He didn't.
No.
It's like, she's trying to take my money so I don't have it to spend on my campaign. You've never effing spent it on your campaign. Yeah, you didn't have it.
Yeah, and that's part of the thing driving his debt right now is that he doesn't want to use his own money. I think what he's trying to do is he's kind of playing a game of chicken with what happens on Monday. Like, okay, I don't want to use my own money, so I'll see if I can come up with some sort of surety company to provide the bond, or maybe someone's going to loan me money, but I sure as hell am not going to sell off anything. But you know what? On the other hand, I don't think he can sell off anything. I think his properties are leveraged to the hilt. I think he's got tax liens. I think he's got properties already down as collateral in order to cover the previous Chubb loan, the Chubb bond from the E. Jean Carroll case. So this is all fun. I'm just, you know, you can't see it. It's off camera.
I'm sorry, the company... TV, but the company with the rape trial was, it's named, I'm sorry, Bob, Chubb?
Oh, yeah, Chubb. No, I wasn't going to.
They do have an award show every year. They do give out Chubbies.
Chubbies,
we did cover that. They give out Chubbies. Uh-huh.
Sorry, Bob. Well, I'm just pumping the story intravenously into my system because it is so enjoyable to listen to watch Donald Trump stressing out about, again, the one thing that is the central, the nut of Donald Trump's myth.
Yeah.
And so, I hope this is reaching the people it needs to reach, that this guy wants to be the steward of our economy.
Yeah.
And he can't even organize his own finances. Once again, I mean, we've had countless examples in the past, but now it's happening in real time where the guy's accumulated $500 million in debt for starters. I mean, we could be looking at upwards of $1 billion that he owes people after all is said and done, after all the civil trial. There are more lawsuits happening in Washington, D.C. regarding January 6th. There's the possibility of maybe $100 million tax liability coming out of these audits. And so, my God, do we really want to have a commander in chief who is that heavily leveraged with debt and all the people or entities that he would be beholden to as president? What would Donald Trump's priority then be? Them, or the, you know, the national treasury.
Yeah.
I mean, I already think he's going to be like, he wants to be like Vladimir Putin. He wants to be a kleptocrat. Yeah. He wants to just pillage the national treasury his own wealth and to pay back all his debts.
Just like he's doing to the RNC. I mean, you can smell his desperation, can't you? It's just mix of, I don't know, bronzer,
and the RNC's
poopy diaper, and just, I mean, it's Monday. It's in a few days, and, you know,
by
the way, you said, yes, everyone says bloodbath, but he's the only one ever to end the peaceful transfer of power by inciting his militias to fight like hell at the Capitol. He also orders his fans to knock the crap out of protesters, threaten bedlam if removed from the ballots. I mean, give me a break with the media giving him any benefit of the doubt about context. It's like, yes, he was talking about the audio industry, but then he obviously expanded it beyond that. He said that'll be the least of it. It'll be a bloodbath for the country. You know, I mean, give me a break. Mm-hmm. How does he deserve any context, right?
Oh, yeah. The context has to be the broader context of who he is and what he represents, things that he's said in the past. Famously on January 6th, he told his militias to go down to the Capitol and fight like hell.
Yeah.
He's talked about if he's removed from any ballots, it's going to be bedlam. He's repeatedly talked about knocking the crap out of protesters.
How about take the mags away? They're not here to hurt me.
Yeah.
Well, implied is they're here to hurt other people that I want them to hurt, but not me. I mean, it's.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is who he is. If it's remove that context is a bigger travesty than, not mentioning the fact that he was talking about the auto industry, which, by the way, he didn't say it was going to be a bloodbath for the auto industry.
Right.
He said it was going to be a bloodbath
for the country. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
To be clear about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, you were saying you and JoJo from Jersey, who, by the way, you were on each other's shows, which just God, it's my favorite three-way. Oh, God, I just was fantastic.
Yeah, she's had a great time with JoJo,
She's fantastic. You're both just, okay, and also eye candy. Sorry. But you were saying that you guys were talking about that you feel like we need to, like, almost go individually and tap every single person on the shoulder in the country or on Twitter and go, you don't remember what, 4 years ago, what's, like, I mean, Joe Trippi, the headline, the post-COVID a Phoenix economy is an economic miracle. And you said not a miracle, competent stewardship of the economy. I mean, there is no barometer by which we are not a billion times better now than we were when Donald Trump was in office, right?
My God, incredibly so, and objectively so. I mean, the fact that there's any sort of question as to whether or not we were better off 4 years ago than we are right now is absurd. I mean, it only comes down to whatever the red hats are screaming and whatever the enablers in the political press will, however they'll report about that. Other than that, if you were to take a look at the objective metrics of where we were in March of 2020 versus where we are right now, this shouldn't even be a conversation. But the fact of the matter is that we frustratingly have faced this national amnesia, where you go back far enough, maybe it's the fire hose of news, maybe it's the lack of comprehensive coverage, or maybe it's too much of the press reporting on what people think rather than what is, that is the problem. But I don't know what causes this, but it seems like something as indelible as the 4 year nightmare of Donald Trump, you think people wouldn't forget that? You think people wouldn't forget the mass graves in New York City, or the refrigerated trucks behind hospitals, behind morgues, or the fact that we were wiping our butts with coffee filters all the way down? We couldn't buy toilet paper. We couldn't buy paper towels. We couldn't buy masks. We couldn't buy hand sanitizer. Couldn't buy bottled water. All of that was out of the question. And that was under Donald Trump, on top of the economic calamity that he precipitated. It was 14.8% unemployment at that period of time. 9 million jobs lost in 2020, just vanished. Thanos snap, gone. And that was Donald Trump. Donald Trump was the Thanos snapping those jobs away. We have to remember that.
Let me do one get happy and one don't get happy, just for you, Bob.
Okay,
Amy Siskind said in yesterday's primaries, 1 in 5 Republican voters voted against Trump in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio, and about 1/4 voted against him in Kansas. He is very vulnerable in November. But the story I did earlier, I don't know if you heard it, to not get happy, is who is it talking about, if because of no labels or God knows what, you know, third party, if it's contested, it goes to the House. If nobody gets to 270 electoral votes, I mean, talk about You don't get happy, rumbly, tumbly, right? But it's just, but I'm sorry, it's just the playing grab ass with democracy, as you say, you know, the abandoned Biden campaign, and where was this, Nevada, you know? And meanwhile, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, the underlying problem in the discussion around RFK Jr. and who he was going to select as his running mate, the thing is, it doesn't matter whether it's Aaron Rodgers or some other person. The fact is that why is he even bothering? He's not going to get a single electoral vote out of all of this. RFK Jr. and Cornel West and whoever else is running as a third-party candidate in November, all they're doing is potentially taking away votes for democracy. This is not just, they're not just taking away votes from Joe Biden. They're taking votes away from American democracy, the Constitution, the rule of law, national security, the status of the economy, the stability of the globe. That's what they're taking votes away from. And they are not going to win a single state. They will not win a single precinct, district, et cetera.
Our nightmare
and so
is
this
the,
is nothing but a cynical cash grab.
Right. Yeah. It's the 77,000 votes that Hillary lost those three swing states by people that voted for Jill Stein. That's what our nightmare is. You know, so it's
right.
Anyway.
And, well, and the one thing I want to mention here, too, is and I've said this on Twitter and it's time. It's time, folks. It's time to drop the former guy thing. It's time to stop referring to Donald Trump as TFG or Drumpf or whatever we're calling him today.
I never knew what that stood for anyway. Is that what it was?
The former guy.
I never
knew
what that was.
The former guy. I mean, it was fine for a year or so as we all recovered from the nightmare of the Trump presidency. But now he's the Republican nominee.
Exactly.
He's running to destroy democracy and elevate fascism in this country, and it's time to call him by his actual name.
Right.
See also previous remarks about national amnesia. People need to remember what he is and what he's all about, and you can't do that by referring to him as some obscure liberal acronym.
Right.
Exactly.
Which for some reason, we always do that. We always go to acronyms on the left, and it confuses everybody.
Yep.
Just use his actual name.
Exactly.
Call him Donald if you need to.
Wow.
Mary Trump's rule. Do that.
Well, and I am a deep state liberal that didn't even know what that stood for. So,
I am 100% with you, Bob. I've always hated these cutesy little nicknames for him.
I knew you would be, Chris.
Yeah.
All right. Sexyliberal.com is where you find Bob Seska, and I do find him every week. I'm going hiking with you embedded in my ears in about an hour or so, Bob.
Thank you so much.
Get right in there. I love you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. Love you, Stephanie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by my dreams of Bob Seska in my cozy earth sheets and pajamas. So soft, so luxurious. And that's just Bob. The sheets and jammies are also good. Yeah. What? Did you know 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? Let me tell you, something will help you transform your sleep. Cozy Earth.
Yep.
The secret to better sleep is the luxurious bedding. Here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use that code Miller for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Their products are crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored just to you. Best fabrics, materials, weaves, superior softness. The viscose from bamboo.
Oh.
I have the softest jammies in the entire world. 100-night guarantee. Get it right now. CozyEarth.com. Prioritize your self-care and your sleep health. Head on over to CozyEarth.com. Promo code is Miller for 35% off. Upgrade your nights. Transform your days with Cozy Earth.
You want to get nuts? Come on. Let's get nuts.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. It's Dr. Marty. You called me mama a second ago.
Yeah. No, yo mama. It's a phrase from Brooklyn.
Oh, well, because you're technically my doggy daddy. You know what I'm saying? You're my dog's, dad, technically.
Yeah, I love it.
Listen, I did a health reset for COVID, and because I think of my dogs as my kids, I worry about their immunity. Talk about why it's so good for them. It mimics how they eat in the wild.
Exactly. You know, we have to watch out between the foods that have been out there commercially for so long that are considered premium, or so many of them are based on cereal and meat byproducts. And even though they may be considered premium, they are not biologically appropriate. And you hit it on the head. It's what nature intended them to eat, meat with some vegetation.
Yeah. Well, if you've listened to my show, Doc, you know that I love to talk about poop. So this is why this is so exciting for me. But no, I have a 10-month-old rescue Great Pyrenees, and he always tended to lose stool. And I started using Dr. Marty's food not that long ago, and I was like, I thought it was my imagination. I'm like, oh my God, he has firm poops finally. But that is another reason why they are intended to eat this kind of diet, right? This kind of raw meat.
There's 190 million registered dogs and cats in the United States, and the incidence of chronic disease and especially cancer has gone skyrocketed.
Yeah.
My mission is to reach as many as possible.
Yeah, and by the way, Pantry Safe, it's fantastic. For a limited time, claim 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. Study available upon request. Message and data rates may apply. That is drmartypets.com/Miller.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights, was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together.
Some day somebody's gonna make you want to turn around and say goodbye. Until then,
Stephanie Miller.
Are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know, things will change, things will go your way.
My Shirley in D.C. is drooling over Chris's gun show this morning.
What?
Hello, good morning, Shirley.
That's terrible, but yes, Chris.
Hello.
You look wonderful, young man.
Thank you. I appreciate
my
that.
Gosh.
We believe in gun control, but not in this studio.
Hey, I wear a short sleeve shirt every day. This is nothing unusual.
Yeah, well, they're just popping this morning.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm thinking it's road trip time, Stephanie, on to Phoenix, Arizona to see you on our birthday day.
Yes.
On the 28th.
That's right. It's my birthday weekend in Phoenix, September
that's
28th.
That's right.
Yay. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm coming.
Yeah, as John Fee was saying, it says it's a dry hate in Arizona. We have to go fix that.
It's getting better in Arizona.
Yes, we're going to really make it better. Or we're going to save the world and the desert.
Yep.
Okay. We have Malcolm Nance coming up. We have Carlos Al's Rockies on the Stephanie Miller Show.
From
Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson, comedian Vince Moranto, and entrepreneur Kevin Williams. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on